this week's episode of Short Stories, A Christmas Horror Story, Part 3, by Chima.
Guy, I don't enter room. I called Ifeanyi when I got home. Enter what? Ifeanyi asked, obviously confused. I proceeded to recount everything that I could remember from the night of the Christmas party to him. Then I told him how my and Felicity's discussion went. His surprise at the twist in the story was palpable. When I was done, there was a few seconds of silence between us. Omo, guy, you don't truly enter. He finally broke the silence. Isn't that what I said before, brother? Help me out, I beg. I pleaded. Chief, I won't lie. I don't think anybody in this world who knows Felicity will get involved in this matter except at gunpoint, he said bluntly. Even so, they'll be looking for how to disarm you and run away. Felicity is that troublesome. I heard stories when I first joined my man. I know, I said to him, exhausted. He scoffed. I promise you, James, you didn't hear anything. The stories you claim to have heard, those were fairy tales compared to the mess that woman is capable of unleashing. So what's going to happen to me now? Should I just resign myself to this wahala like this? Omo, just tread carefully, that's all I'll say. Just tread carefully. I sighed, cut the call, and collapsed onto my bed. 1 p.m. Christmas Eve. I was shopping for Christmas supplies for me and my sister. I was about to check out when I was told by the cashier that everything I had ordered was already paid for. Are you guys doing some kind of Christmas promo? Now for tell me now, let me take more stuff, I said, and she laughed. No sir, a lady paid for it all and said to give this to you. She handed me a Christmas card with my picture and a message. Meet me at the car park, XO. I shrugged and thanked the cashier. If she's not pretty, I'll just offer to buy her lunch in return and ghost her from there, I thought to myself. Felicity was waiting for me at the car park. Shit! I exclaimed.
Hey James, I've missed you.
She said and hugged me like we were a couple. Felicity, stop doing this. I respect you as a brilliant colleague and nothing else. Please stop doing this.
Bro, chill.
She said, laughing.
What am I doing again? I hugged you and said I missed you. We are now doing this one.
But Felicity.
James, I like you. And I'm doing what anybody who likes anybody would usually do. Allow me, please. Charmer queen like you.
She laughed and put her arms around mine. I looked at Felicity cozying up to my arm and worry washed over me. Who sent me good drink like this now, eh? I thought to myself. That night I decided I wasn't going to continue suffering in silence. I carried out an internet deep dive into Felicity. The things I found out scared me. Felicity had a history of leaving bodies in her wake. Not dead bodies, but sad, empty men who people once saw as promising. Somehow, her very active life was hard to track via the internet, but the tricks I picked in the ethical hacking and cybersecurity course I did while I was an undergraduate helped me uncover all of this. Damn, I said as I sifted through all the information. This girl will ruin me if I don't do something soon. I was already visualizing myself in handcuffs, with Felicity standing over me, dressed in a dominatrix outfit and holding several whips. I shuddered at the thought of being entangled with an infomaniac.
You can follow us on Twitter at OG Toku Toku, Facebook at Original Toku Toku, and IG at Original Toku Toku. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.